Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with two gentlemen from XL Energy, Dana Cottrell, the Key Account Manager, and Ryan Brewers, the Field Sales Engineer. Welcome, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Glad you guys look excited today. We've got a great topic today. We're going to talk about cooling efficiency. And since it's April in Minnesota and some of the snow has melted, next thing we're going to do is we're going to have to turn on the air conditioners, right?
Yeah. It won't be long now.
Furnace goes off, the air conditioner goes on.
I've read in some of the materials you gave me that cooling is the second largest consumer of electricity in commercial buildings and the largest contributor to peak electricity demand during hot weather.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It's a heavy load that we see, and it really hits hard in the summertime, especially, of course, when it gets hot.
So in Minnesota, that runs from May to September?
You know, it can. It really can.
And we've talked in one of our previous podcasts that this year, 2010, XL Energy has the rebate program, which they've increased significantly.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
And so, because cooling is such a big load, gives us a good opportunity for savings as well.
Great opportunity for savings. Now, we should cover this again. Last time you told me that there were a couple of reasons that XL Energy does this. You're in the business of producing energy
right. And
selling it to customers.
Yep.
But you're also in the business of helping your customers try to save money. Why is that?
Well, that's a great question, and we get it all the time, and I think we mentioned it last time. But the key reason probably is to help prevent having to add additional power plants, which has a lot of benefits across the board. The benefits are lower costs for our customers, lower emissions from the plants, and ability not to have to build infrastructure to support additional load. So those are some of the key things that we see. Ryan, what else are we? Are there any other reasons we do that you can think of?
Makes good business sense for us. You know, when you don't have to build a plant, staff it, buy the fuel, doing conservation becomes pretty economical for us to do as well.
And in July and August, I imagine during the really hot weather and the peak usage, you might even be buying electricity, correct?
Absolutely, if the demand's high enough.
And at that time, they'll be charging you lots of money for that, and you pay for it, and we pay for it as users of electricity.
Yep. And that's what the efficiency opportunities are across the board, not just energy, but also financial opportunities for our customers and ourselves, too.
Well, gentlemen, this series is about helping business owners save money for their businesses and in the buildings that they occupy. So we're going to be talking about cooling efficiency. I would guess this applies to small businesses, large businesses. Doesn't matter if it's a small office user or a large manufacturing business.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's all sorts of cooling that goes on in a variety of industries, all the way from residential, all the way up to large industrial applications.
And you have rebate programs for all of those usage.
Everything across the board, really. The key there is it has to be high efficiency. And that's something that we should keep in mind as we talk throughout the day. It has to be a real high efficiency level to get the rebates, which is good. Makes good business sense, too, from our customer standpoint.
So to qualify for the cash rebates, it has to be a qualifying high efficiency cooling equipment, such as what type of equipment? Meets that right.
Probably the most common one we see in commercial applications are rooftop coolers or chillers that you see on strip malls, business parks. They're installed in a variety of different applications. And our goal there is to help customers make that purchase, but make that purchase on a high efficiency unit, and we try to help them with that incremental cost going from, say, standard efficiency to a level that's high enough to qualify for rebate, But really, the key is the long-term cost implications and helping them save money, you know, by making that purchase on a high-efficiency piece of equipment.
So the easiest thing for a business owner to identify with would be a standard piece of rooftop cooling equipment?
I think so.
Yeah, a rooftop air conditioning unit, something that they're going to have to, whether it's cooling a spot in the plant or a spot in the commercial building, maybe a floor or something like that.
So if that's an old piece of equipment or it's acting up and been breaking down and they want to replace it, they just want to make sure it's you're replacing it with the right equipment that qualifies for these cash rebates.
That's correct. But it doesn't even necessarily have to be that old. I mean, equipment that's maybe 15 years old can be inefficient enough where if you replaced it with a more efficient equipment in today's standard, you could save up to 20% on that piece of equipment alone.
So some of that equipment automatically is qualified for these high rebates, but if cooling equipment doesn't qualify for that rebate program, do you also pay for some rebates based on kilowatts of usage?
If we have a program that, say, doesn't necessarily meet a prescriptive model, then we have a way of scoping it through what's called our custom, where we'll analyze it and determine what the savings and energy is going to be and then kind of pay them on a per kilowatt of energy saved.
I'm not sure what you just said to me, but I think what you're telling me is if we're going to replace our equipment, that we should probably talk to you first and say, we need to do something here. I've got a contractor that wants to help me. What's the best equipment to use to replace it? And then you'll tell us which program it qualifies under.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the kind of programs that I think you're talking about, Tom, are real complex type cooling systems, and those might fit into our custom program. And I think just to further clarify what Ryan said, that's the direction we would take that analysis down and then rebate that on kilowatts saved. And we have an increment there that we pay off on KW saved. And that's $400 per KW.
Okay, so there's either the first program where it's automatically or the second one per kilowatt saved.
Yeah.
Now, if a business owner wants to start on this for whatever reason, his equipment might be 15 years old or more, it might be it was breaking down, whatever it might be, where do they start? How do you start analyzing that equipment to see whether or not you should replace it?
Well, I mean, the easiest way to do it is if you had a breakdown, for instance. Let's just walk through that scenario. If you had a unit that broke down, what I would recommend doing is talking to vendors or contractors, people in the industry, and get some bids in. I have an understanding of what the efficiency levels and understand the incremental cost differences between the standard efficiency and the high efficiency units. Once you get that understanding, then we can start talking about rebates and help provide the customer with information on what the rebate levels would be so that they could make a good educated decision on what product they should be buying.
And that breakdown situation probably happens more often than not, but that's usually going to happen during a real hot period when all the contractors are busy.
Yep.
And you're not going to get as good a deal as you might get if you thought about some preventative work.
That's absolutely right, yeah. That's
so
a good point.
Plan ahead might be a good plan for business owners.
Yep, just like any operating piece of equipment in their business or in their facility.
So for those business owners that might have a building 15, 20, or more years old, and they haven't had to do anything with the cooling equipment during the off season, maybe in the late fall, something like that, after the peak hot season is over, might be better off for them to consider the timing of that. Let's go take a look at it. Let's be preventative. Let's see if that equipment needs any work. Now, is that something you guys can help with, to analyze the equipment that's in place?
We can, especially if they're looking at replacing equipment. We can, if we wanted to help fund a study maybe that might determine the best optimal equipment for them to use. So if they were going from maybe an older technology to a newer technology, there would be some study funding opportunities there to help the customers out so that they could actually pick the correct equipment or the best equipment to use.
Okay, and we're actually going to get to that in one of the next podcasts where we talk about an energy analysis. And,
that's correct.
And you'll cover more than just cooling equipment. But the bottom line message for business owners here is if you can think about cooling before you need the cooling, you might get a better deal in off-season. You might get a better deal before it breaks down and you're put in a situation where everybody's in the office sweating and they're all cranky and complaining and saying, what's wrong with this place? So think about it and think about it early.
Yep, and you know, take some time and think about the payback situation. You know, what's my investment going to be? The interesting thing about anytime you buy something that's using energy, typically life cycle cost on that equipment is really around energy and not so much the equipment. So give it some good consideration because, you know, if you're in business, if you're there to do business long term, it's worth thinking about picking up a high efficiency piece of equipment and reaping the benefits on that for a long time out.
So on the preventative planning, it may be taken into account the cost of the equipment and the payback because of the cost savings.
Yeah.
And it's another reason to do it before it breaks down.
Right.
And it's the heating season.
Well, you can really offset that cost of running that equipment by increasing the efficiency on it. So that's your rate savings, your energy savings, that goes into play when you do the life cycle cost on that piece of equipment. So your accountants will like you for that, probably.
Your controller will like you better than we've any left to make
out.
I'm sure you've helped small businesses, large businesses, schools. We talked in another podcast about the University of Minnesota. If you had any examples of a really efficient and high savings opportunity that's happened recently?
On the cooling side? We sure have. I mean, we do it all the time. You know, probably the most recent thing that I've done is with a large manufacturer in town. They had a manufacturing plant that needed to be upgraded on a lot of not just cooling but ventilation as well. They came to the conclusion that the equipment that they had was really a really low performing type unit. Somewhere, you know, in the 8 or 9% type EER, which is energy efficiency rating. They moved that up to about 14 or 15% with some new rooftop units they installed. Couple things have happened. Of course, their energy bills have decreased. What's a byproduct of a lot of the work that goes on too in this type of instances is just comfort levels within the working space, and you touched on that a little bit earlier, Tom. So that's a benefit as well. And then the maintenance costs, of course, have diminished significantly with the, you know, a brand new piece of equipment up there. So lots of good things are happening, and of course, life cycle costs, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years are going to be significantly less than they were with the old piece of rooftop equipment they had installed. So kind of a win-win all the way around there.
So you're saying for a business owner, it might be smart to think about preventative, think about cost savings, think about keeping your employees comfortable and productive and not complaining about the heat and the 2 or 3 days that we have too much heat around here.
Absolutely.
And to start early and get a good buy and a good payback. Yeah.
And I think just continual thought process on their facility and thinking about it that way. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the energy analysis, but those are kind of cyclical, where they should be continued, kind of a continuous process improvement. And that's some of the things that we work with our customers on a lot. I would say many, many hours doing that.
So for our listeners that have been, that we've been entertaining with these thoughts about cooling efficiencies, where do they get started? How do they get started?
Well, that's a great question. The easiest thing to do for small business owners who don't have an energy account manager assigned to them would be to call our Business Solutions Center. And that's right on the podcast, I believe. And isn't it, Tom, right where we get in there, if I recall?
It's on the Xcel Energy page, todaysbusinessradio.com.
There you go. Thanks. That number, though, is 1-800-481-4700.
Or they can email at bsc@xlenergy.com, and you can find that contact information on this page as well, along with the other podcasts that we're going to be posting throughout the year.
Right, thanks.
Dana, any further thoughts on cooling efficiencies for our listeners?
Well, there's no time like the present to get moving on that. Give us a call. Let us help you. We've got a lot of resources, and we surely want to assist you in making some good decisions on how you're going to cool your building for the upcoming season.
And Ryan, is it too late to get moving on this?
It's never too late. One of the things that I would recommend people to do also is look at maybe a business saver switch for your rooftop units. What the saver switch is, it'll during our peak times, control times, it'll cycle the air conditioning compressor on and off during the day, so it helps limit our load on the grid at a specific time. But the nice thing for our business customers, they'll see that savings all through the energy, or the heat, or the cooling period, which was typically, you know, June through September. So they'll get a basically discount on their bill for those 4 months based on how much air conditioning they have.
Because it'll help modify their use during the peak cooling season. All right, gentlemen, this has been a good discussion on cooling efficiency. This is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Dana Cottrell from Xcel Energy, a key account manager, and Ryan Brewers, the field sales engineer from Xcel Energy. And we hope you've enjoyed our discussion today about cooling efficiency on todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to Today's Business Radio.